An athlete from Fairbanks is hoping to make the U.S. Olympic speed skating team in 2014. Liam Ortega is a former national champion who was introduced to ice skating when he started playing hockey as a 7-year-old in Fairbanks. A terrifying speed skating accident nearly ended his career in 2010. He told his inspirational story to Bethel students recently. KYUK's Mark Earhart has more.
28-year-old Liam Ortega stands in the Bethel Regional High School gym, surrounded by middle and high school students. He's dressed in a red polo, black baseball cap, and no shoes, just socks. He hopes to make the U.S. Winter Olympics team for the 2014 Games in Sochi, Russia, where he would wear a little something different on his feet.
I'm a speed skater.
The Olympic speed skating trials are in December, so Ortega is in the midst of some heavy training. He says talking to young people is a part of that.
Right now, being out here in Bethel is a chance for me to share with the kids my approach to goal setting and also some of my training techniques and habits so that, one, I can sharpen my own skills because I can learn from them as well, but also just to all of us get excited. I mean, working with them gets me stoked about my training, and I hope that my lessons I'm sharing with them gets them excited as well.
One of the lessons focuses on running technique. Ortega says little changes in posture, foot alignment, and how one engages certain muscles can make a big difference.
I'll share with them strength drills, balance drills, agility drills, but mostly the bottom line is get the attitude, get stoked.
Ortega says people can do amazing things when they focus on how to approach their goals. That's something he's learned firsthand.
In 2008, a skater was doing a fast lap and hit me from behind on the ice, going about 40 miles per hour. I spent a day in a coma and a week in ICU. And after that week, I lost 16 pounds of muscle, and I went from being one of the top speed skaters in the country to someone who couldn't keep up with their mother on a 7-minute walk. So that recovery process was challenging, to say the least.
Initially, Ortega says basic things would completely drain him, like reading just 3 pages in a book. Even though he was skating again just 2.5 months after his accident, Ortega says it was a full 2 years before he was back to normal.
But what I had to do for myself and what I've turned to share with the kids is making that goal setting process an active process in your daily life. I had to do that for myself simply because if you have a goal to make the Olympics, but you can't keep up with your mother on a 7-minute walk, the reality or the realistic vision of that isn't today. So I had to make tangible things that I could focus on today to see the progress for myself.
So little by little, he set goals for himself, and not just physical goals, but mental ones too.
The challenge isn't always the physical aspect, it's the mental aspect, by presenting something that makes them feel nervous, put on the spot, uncomfortable.
One mental exercise uses a grid of boxes with the numbers 1 through 100 placed randomly throughout. Students have 1 minute to find and mark the boxes in chronological order. Ortega, who got the idea from a sports psychologist, says it makes people uncomfortable and forces them to stay calm and focused if they want to do well on the exercise.
I don't talk smack to the kids on this project because I think it's extremely hard as well. The number chart, I mean, that tests you to the limit.
And how many, on average, do you say can you get?
I can get probably over 50. I've practiced a few times, but not in a while.
And as for this reporter, well, I only got 6. But I'll do it with a little more focus next time. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.